As we embark on our journey back in time to the Christian music of years gone by, I want to invite you to join me here on Nostalgia Today as we enjoy a collage of hymns and gospel songs that tell about Jesus, His condescension and birth, His life and ministry, His death, and His glorious return one day soon for His own. Listen now to the story of Jesus. Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness overcame it not. That was the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed. Good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious. sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, and tell how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. Story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was
woman and an angel, a promise and a song, a word too grand for any mind to hold. A tax law and a journey, a stable and some straw. These tell the greatest story ever told. Oh, sing glory in the highest. He has come, our great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God and fragile baby, here a lowly manger holds, and it's still the greatest story ever told. A hillside and some shepherds, a blaze of blinding light, angels singing carols in the cold. Eternal revelation to men as dull as stone. The glorious, greatest story ever told. Oh, sing glory in the highest. He has come, our great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God and fragile baby, here a lowly manger holds, and it's still the greatest story ever told. Oh, sing glory in the highest. He has come, our great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God and fragile baby, here a lowly manger holds, and it's still the greatest story ever told. And it's still
Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to the rulers of the people of Israel, "Let it be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved."
Fill this land with the Father's glory.
again. Tell me that name again. That name is Jesus. Tell me that name again. Tell me that name again. Tell me that name again. That name is Jesus. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. That name is Jesus. He fed the people with the fish and the bread. That name is Jesus. Tell me that name again. Tell me that name again. Tell me that name again. That name is Jesus. And oh, that name, that wonderful name of Jesus. Every knee's gonna bow down before that name of Jesus. Tell me that name again. Tell me that name again. Tell me that name again. That name is Jesus. Tell me that name again. Tell me that name again. Tell me that name again. That name is Jesus. Tell me that name again. That name is Jesus. Tell me that name again.
Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not a thing to be grasped, to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
to hear. The name of Jesus can comfort and free us from sin and all of its fear.
Mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Sin had left a crimson stain.
Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Come see the sea walker, the blind man healer, that leper cleansing man from Galilee. I see that soul saver, the one who set me free. Take my hand and follow me. When I go to see St. Peter on that far off distant shore, when I'm through with things in life that make me sin, there'll be someone there to greet me and to meet me at the door. Open wide those pearly gates, I'm coming in. All my friends and my relations will be waiting there, I know. And my dear old mother, she'll be waiting too. So I'm getting ready, brother, tell me, how are things with you? Open wide those pearly gates, I'm coming in. To see the sea walker, the blind man healer, that leper cleansing man from Galilee. I'll see that great soul saver, the one who set me free. Take my hand and follow me. To see the sea walker, the blind man healer, that leper cleansing man from Galilee. I'll see that great soul saver, the one who set me free. Take my hand and follow me.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000s, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever."
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name
Till the
That you would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In your life and ministry, you proved it to be true, even as you've demonstrated it to each one of us personally. Thank you for stooping to love and save us, even while we were living in opposition and rebellion against you. Thank you for revealing yourself to us in words and deeds that we could comprehend and embrace. And thank you for the eternal difference the story of Jesus has made in our lives, even as we implore you to use each one of us to make a difference in time for eternity in the lives of those you bring across our paths in the weeks ahead. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, another Sunday evening program of Nostalgia Today is drawing to a close. I'm Stacy Waller, your host, and I want to say thank you to you for listening. And if Nostalgia Today is important to you, I hope that you'll consider joining us in prayer and financial support to help make the program possible. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's how you can reach us. The address is Nostalgia Today, Post Office Box 48787, Spokane, Washington, 99228. The phone number is 509-448-5166. And the email address is office@nostalgiatoday.com. Once more, that address is Nostalgia Today, P.O. Box 48787, Spokane, Washington, 99228. The phone number is 448-5166, and the email address is office@nostalgiatoday.com. Thanks again for listening and for your support. And now, to wrap up Nostalgia Today for another week, here is one final song to remind us that the story we've heard this evening is a story that bears repeating. Yes, as our last song tonight declares, we've a story to tell to the nations.
We've a story to tell.
Turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright.
Nostalgia Today is an outreach of Legacy Builders Ministries, which exists for the purpose of challenging followers of Jesus Christ toward making a difference in time for eternity.